I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here it is.
The one thing I would say about them is there's a certain readiness when you're ready to win, and I don't care how old you are. The one thing I see with the OKC team that is a little alarming for me is like their postgame. Seven guys in the interview. There's a certain seriousness that it takes to win in this league, and there's a certain fear you have to instill in a team in order to win. You should have fun, but you have to understand their moment is now. Their moment started last year. You go out, you had that great regular season, your clock starts now. You're no longer the team that's just building through the draft. You've arrived.
I love that he's putting pressure on them that way. He's not wrong.
It's chess, not checkers, man.
I love that, though. He's not wrong. Like, their window is right now. Mm-hmm. Is it not?
No, it is.
I mean, they're in their prime. Like, when I look back at
that, I don't even think they're in their prime. Oh, okay. They're just entering their prime.
No, I hear you, but you're also, again, we've talked about the money and stuff, like, you don't get it done this year, and then everything costs a little more down the line, and maybe these draft picks that you think are going to be awesome, you miss on or whatever. Like, you do have to strike when the iron is hot. I look at the Houston Rockets. They had a window, and they didn't capture it.
Yep.
You know, and I think so much about if the Warriors don't win that first one against Cleveland, like, everything kind of changes. I mean, it does. Like, you have to strike when it's your chance. Look at the Niners.
You're right.
Was it you and me? They had the Philadelphia Phillies of, because you were talking about the Yankees Phillies. And I'm looking back on those Phillies team. I'm talking about Utley, Rollins, Ryan Howard. It's like, they only won the one title. And I feel like a hater saying that out loud. But it's like, that's not indicative of how good that crew was. They should have won two or three. They were that good.
But they lost a game five against St. Louis in the first round. NLDS 1-0. Ryan Howard, that's when he broke his fibula. Remember that? They lost that 1-0. They lost to the Giants in six. They lost to the Yankees in six. And the one championship they won, they had to suspend a game in a rain against the Tampa Bay Rays. And they won it at five at Citizens Bank Park. Remember, they had to postpone the game for a second. They had to play the last three innings the next day. It was very strange.
08?
Yeah. 08, 09, whatever the year was.
I think 09 was the Yankees. Yeah. Upton, B.J. Upton, and Longoria. That team was really good. Was it Kazmir? Was it Scott Kazmir?
Scott Kazmir, Mike Garza. Yeah.
Real quick, guys. So Draymond was saying there, like, basically, you know, OKC's not instilling fear in other teams. Is there any team right now that, like, you actually fear? Like,
Boston Celtics.
Even the Celtics, I get it. They're really good. They won last year. I feel like they weren't really pressed a lot in the postseason.
Well, they're that good.
They are that good, but I don't fear them. Like, I don't fear Jason Tatum the way, like, I feared Stephen Curry, if you will, or LeBron James.
But they're told, so this is why I look at them.
Jaylen Brown, I get it. They have a tandem, so maybe it's a little different.
Drew Holiday and Horford and Pritchard, they've got all these pieces. Pritchard, I mean, but they've got these pieces that fit really, really well. That is a team. To me, they play a team brand of basketball. I think they're a juggernaut. I think they're awesome.
I'm kind of with Joe here.
Which one?
Tatum. Shasky, not Spadoni.
I think they're really good.
Their team chemistry and their defensive pressure. Like, that's the thing. Drew Holiday, Derek White. Derek White is good.
I didn't
good.
Even bring him up.
Derek White is legit.
He was awesome.
I saw his value on Team USA, and I see what the Celtics see in him. They've got a veteran locker room. And they've been in a lot of wars, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They've been in the playoffs basically their entire NBA career, whether it's the Eastern Conference Finals or NBA Finals. They've played deep into the playoffs. Brown is now in his prime. Jason Tatum's entered his prime. These guys are serious. So do I fear them? Yes, because they can get hot with the best of them. And the thing is, and the Warriors admit this, and even the Celtics are like, you know what? It was good for us to lose to the Warriors. They had the better roster, I believe, the Celtics did a couple years ago. But the Warriors had the mind, and they had the experience of being on that stage. And you remember game five, after Steph Curry stole game four, they come back from down 97-90 in the fourth quarter of that game four, pivotal game four, to bring it back 2-2 and bring it back to the Bay Area. Steph Curry didn't have a great game at game five. Wiggins was baller. He had 26, pardon me, at 13. But the mind games they played, Draymond Green early in that game made it a mission to go at Jaylen Brown. They got into some scrums on the court, some loose balls. Remember Draymond Green and GP2 walking with one of the Celtics to the sideline, holding on to the basketball. Jordan Poole started talking trash. They mentally got to the Celtics. You can no longer do that with them, especially now after winning the championship. So they are the team to beat. And fear, I don't know if anybody fears them. Like, if I'm the Warriors, I don't know if I fear anybody because you have the experience with Steph and Dre. But to your point, if there's a team to beat, it's the Celtics, and you have to be on your P's and Q's if you want to beat them in the 7-game series. And it's going to be very difficult to beat them 4 times in 7 games.
It's a week and a half into the season, but they're like prolific. And that's an understatement, shooting the ball. Prolific. They're doing things we've never seen.
Yep.
And I just think that they've built a really well-balanced roster where everything kind of like fits. And they all seem to really get along.
Think about how tough it is to beat them. The other night in Indiana, they were getting blown out to the point where I thought, okay, they're going to sit their starters. They were down 24 points at one point in the second half. 24 points. They outscored the Pacers 38-24 in the fourth quarter, and they take that game to overtime. It takes you everything you got to beat that team. And so Tatum is balling, Brown's balling, so they're the team to beat right now. It's the Boston Celtics. Now, OKC, Minnesota, Dallas, and those three teams are going to have something to say, but do you fear, like, Dallas is a team that I'm looking at, and Minnesota's a team I'm looking at where I'm like, damn, Luka and Kyrie are a problem. OKC, SGA, can you keep them out the paint? Can you stop them from penetrating? I don't know. We'll see about OKC, but Draymond's point, that post-game interview stuff and the seriousness, yeah, they are to hunt it now. They are to hunt it now. Now, can they handle that? We shall see. We shall see as we move forward here. We're going to see him on the road. That's the other thing, too. Draymond said that. And they're going to see him on the last game of this road trip. It's going to be fascinating to see how OKC responds.
Draymond does a great job of just, you know, putting things out there psychologically for these young teams. I mean, looking back on it, I feel like he totally wrecked the Memphis Grizzlies' heads.
All of them did, I think.
In particular.
Trey was definitely in particular.
I mean, you know.
The Memphis Grizzlies. They beat up on the Bucks yesterday. By the way, the Bucks.
1-4.
Where is Josh?
So
there's an article that I'm, you know, kind of was glancing at this morning from Tim Bonteps and Brian Windhorst and all the ESPN insiders, and they're saying, just keep an eye on them.
Oh.
Stuff is going down.
Oh, my God.
They can't stop guards at all.
I mean, they had a game plan on Dame Dollar yesterday. Boy, Scottie Pippen Jr. was guarding Damian Lillard. Scottie Pippen Jr. took a shot at that Bucks coaching staff and said, yeah, it was personal for me because a coach on that staff set didn't believe in me. So I wanted to show him that I could play defense. Well, Dame Dollar yesterday, 1-12 shooting, 4 points against the Memphis Grizzlies. And I was looking at him with prize picks. I was like, wow, his over-under on prize picks is 24 points. Scored 4 yesterday.
Scottie Pippen Jr. said it was definitely Darvin Ham then, because as you know, he tried out for the Lakers way back once upon a time.
Oh, and
Darvin
Ham, was that a shot at Darvin?
I think it was.
Wow.
He's too old.
On the Bucks, Brian Windhorst, this is his exact line. Adding an impact player via the trade market is just not an option. They're so heavily impacted by restrictions brought out by the new CBA. One league executive told ESPN, quote, "What no one talks about is how much money they've been losing and how lost over the last few seasons. It's been tens of millions per year. And if they're in the repeater tax next year, the penalties are even more severe. They also have 0 draft picks. They've been over-mortgaged." Milwaukee.
Come out and play.
Would they be willing to trade us, Giannis?
Well, you know, I want to get into Giannis for a second. Because I got some thoughts on him. I've got some thoughts on him, and I'm not saying that I wouldn't take him, but I got some thoughts on him on the other side because I'm not sure he's the guy. I'm not sure. Just not sure. I'll explain why on the other side. That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.